Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Got my friend Jesse filling in for Brian. Jesse got a little glass animals coming in for this last segment. Saw him live at the Sylvie yesterday for my first concert since the start of this whole COVID-19 pandemic, and it was a blast. They put on a phenomenal show, and it was a lot of fun.
And that's a great venue.
First time at the venue. It was terrific.
That's actually the project I was talking about that I recused myself to discuss.
There you go. See, here on Dueling Tangents, it's all
circle of life.
It's all relative. It all relates to it. So, folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. You got my friend Jesse filling in. We're taking your calls, 844-967-2789. We got Ken Bob from Dailyville calling in his theory on why the Wisconsin Elections Commissioners voted the way that they did. Ken Bob, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think I'm going to remind you that weren't the other five commissioners all indicted, not just set up for prosecution by the sheriff for the same thing? And the whole purpose of that is to get leverage on people. So there may have been a little quid pro quo going on where they're like, look, I'll talk to my friends if you guys just cool on this, and they'll cool on it, and we'll all be cool.
So you think Bob Spindell told the other five commissioners that he would talk to the Racine County Sheriff on their behalf and say, drop those charging recommendations?
I don't see any point in the Racine County Sheriff making such ridiculous recommendations except to get leverage on the board members, because it's certainly very concerning. That's why it's concerning even that it happened. So can't rule it out.
I'd say that's the most plausible thing I've heard yet, but I'll counter with this, is to say, you know what, when you're running for public office, you're putting yourself out there. You know you're going to take slings and arrows, right? You know that you're going to come under fire, especially when you're dealing with Republicans in this era, right? I mean, not to draw, you know, it's apples and oranges, but Zelensky was offered escorting out of Ukraine. He said, I don't need a ride, I need ammunition, right? So I think when you run for public office, you are choosing to be a leader of a community, and that means taking the good with the bad. And if you think that somebody's going to falsely prosecute you, you should take that to court and settle it there. But
well,
I hear you.
And I believe, and we appreciate your call, Ken Bob. And it is an interesting aspect onto the conversation we're having here. But I believe the Racine County Sheriff, he did not have the ability to charge the Wisconsin Election Commissioners because they didn't reside in Racine County. So he pretty much told the DAs and all the other counties where the election those five election commissioners reside to look into it. And the Milwaukee district attorney has already said there's not enough evidence for the two commissioners that live in Milwaukee County. I believe there was a Sheboygan County DA was in that area. It was Sheboygan or Manitowoc, I believe. There was a district attorney up there for one of the other Wisconsin Elections Commissioners that resides in that portion of the state, saying no, there's not enough evidence that this isn't a charge here. So I don't know if that is the aspect, if that quote unquote was the leverage, but it is an interesting aspect because there have been some allegations thrown out there that they were committing crimes, but now we've seen several district attorneys, the one in Racine saying that he had no basis to do it because they're not residents there to charge, and then the other district attorneys around the state saying there's a lack of evidence. There's no evidence that a crime was committed. So up next on the phones, we got our friend PT calling in. PT, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I have a theory, though. I don't think it's as QAnon as the last one. Those guys were not indicted. Those election commissioners were not indicted, for one thing. Anyways, my thought is, I don't know if there's a statute in the Wisconsin election laws, whatever, that specifically says it's unlawful to fake an elector, right? that's my thought. Is that's why they did that? Is it in the statutes or not? I don't know.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but there's also, simple laws in the books about committing fraud, right? And filing documents to a governmental body that seem perfectly applicable.
So what you're saying, though, PT, is that there it wasn't an election statute that was violated. Say it was mail fraud.
Right.
And so if it was mail fraud, then the Wisconsin Elections Commission wouldn't be the body to adjudicate whether or not mail fraud was committed. Yeah. You're saying that you don't know if per statute here in Wisconsin that there was nothing that the Wisconsin Elections Commission could do about the fraud that was committed.
That's right, because, you know, think about it. They probably said, well, who's going to do that? Why should we do it? Why should we create a law to prevent that? You know, until now, until we have wacko Republicans trying this. So maybe in the future there will be a law drawn up by the Election Commission and approved, well, maybe not approved, by the GOP Assembly. I don't know. We'll see.
No, that's a very interesting aspect, PT, because it's the McDonald's coffee of a theory then, because you wouldn't think that you'd have to have caution coffee hot on the side of the coffee cup, but then McDonald's lost that lawsuit. The individual has won a lot of money from McDonald's, and now every single McDonald's cup, and I believe most coffee cups now, say, careful, contents are hot. And so, I don't think anybody would have brought it to their imagination that a false set of electors would have been convened and orchestrated not only here in Wisconsin, but around the nation. And so maybe you're right. Maybe Wisconsin election statutes don't have the specific legality that you can't have two slates of electors. But fraud was committed. They signed these legal documents, and I believe from the experts that I've heard on this subject, mail fraud at the minimum. By signing the certified mail that they sent into the National Archives for vouching for those documents to be true, that is the at least the crime that was committed in the fraud. So we'll see. PT, appreciate your call, but it is an interesting dynamic. Maybe that is the excuse, Jesse. Maybe I'm right, and you're a little too cynical, and you're giving them bad faith. But maybe it's just because the three. And the two that all five that aren't Bob Spindell just decided that, well, there's not really something that we as the Wisconsin Elections Commission can do about this
crime. I guess my point is that the WEC is not a court of law anyway. So really, if we're going to be fighting fire with fire and just saying, hey, you know, this is wrong and it's unethical, it's immoral, and it's against the spirit of the law, if not the letter, then voting to hold it under some greater level of scrutiny would be in the public interest.
Well, and Jeff Mandel, the attorney for Law Forward, did say that the fight for this will continue on. So we're still going to get some updates. This request to look into the 10 fraudulent electors is still happening. I guess it's just going to not be the Wisconsin Elections Commission that looks into it. But folks, this is Dueling Tangents. Really appreciate my friend Jesse filling in for Brian this afternoon. Up next, we got the Devil's Advocates and the Native Roots Radio, as well as some other great local programming here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM and the Shaw 101 FM as well all evening. So stay tuned. Dueling Tangents will be back tomorrow at 2 p.m.